With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former Missouri Senator Jim Talent says he's optimistic the supplemental foreign aid bill will pass in the Senate despite its detractors.
And I think eventually it will pass the House because I think it's in the interest of the United States to support those countries that are opposing our adversaries, whether it's Ukraine against Russia or Israel against Iran or Taiwan against China.
Former Senator Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Work on that supplemental foreign aid bill continues this weekend on Capitol Hill. A manhunt is underway after the fatal shooting of a sheriff's deputy in Tennessee, just south of Knoxville. Here's correspondent Jennifer King.
Authorities are searching for Kenneth Wayne DeHart of Alcoa, a 42-year-old black man described as 6 feet tall, weighing 260 pounds, last seen in Maryville, Tennessee. He faces multiple charges after he allegedly shot and killed Blount County Deputy Greg McGowan Thursday night and wounded another deputy, Blount County Sheriff James Lee Barong.
We had an officer killed tonight on a traffic stop. Another female officer was shot.
The TBI says Hart refused to get out of his SUV. A taser was deployed to no effect. And at some point during the encounter, DeHart fired shots. Police are offering a reward, but warn that the subject should be considered armed and dangerous. Audio courtesy News Nation, I'm Jennifer King.
The former commander of the U.S. Southern Command, Admiral James Tavrides, says the Pentagon may need to ramp up military action against Iran if the Islamic State and its militias keep on attacking U.S. targets and international vessels.
And that's going to require going after Iranian sovereign assets, their warships, their platforms, perhaps targets inside the landmass of Iran itself. So I think that time is coming.
And Stavridis was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street, a record high close for the S&P 500 on Friday. This is SRN News. The Canadian military embraces transvestites. Here's Michael Harrington.
The Canadian Forces base in Borden, Ontario, is hosting drag queen bingo nights for the troops and their spouses. The Huron Club Junior Rank Mess is putting on the show, and its committee has released a statement thanking the drag queens for their, quote, extravagant performances. The Canadian Armed Forces have fully adopted the LGBT agenda despite protest from current and former servicemen. Last summer, bases began flying the LGBT rainbow flag during June. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study shows most evangelical Christians began their faith in Christ at a young age. That's the conclusion of a new study by Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts. It reveals 72% of people who now identify as evangelical Christians came to faith in Christ before the age of 18. The rest did so after that. This is SRN News. The flu virus is hanging on in the U.S., intensifying in some areas of the country. After weeks of apparent national decline, federal health officials say the cases are on the rise, especially in parts of the Midwest. Here's Jackie Quinn.
Although the numbers are coming down nationwide, flu-like viruses appear to be spreading in the Midwest. The Centers for Disease Control says 23 states are now seeing high levels of respiratory illnesses. That's up from 18 states the week before. And that includes COVID-19 cases, which right now are outpacing the flu. Since October, there have been 22 million people who've gotten sick, and 15,000 flu deaths have been reported so far. Overall, researchers say it looks like the flu season reached its peak in late December, but a second surge is possible. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.